This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, tomorrow it is the Recovery Road 5K event with ADAPT and a number of other organizations. Greg Garris from ADAPT in. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this is a brand new event for you guys and the other organizations as well.
Yes, yes it is.
So tell us what's going to be happening tomorrow morning.
Yeah, so tomorrow we will be hosting the Recovery Road 5K out at Stewart Park. This is a collaboration between ADAPT, Thrive Umpqua, the Umpqua Valley BIPOC community, and a number of our local community organizations. It's a full 5K. You will be able to start at Stewart Park and go for the full run. We'll start around 8:30, 9:30-ish. There will be performances, free food, and you'll get to meet a lot of our community partners and learn just some great things happening in the community.
And what are some of the groups that are going to be out there?
Obviously, other than our sponsors, we'll have UCAN, we will have the Community Resource Network, we're hoping to have UHA and a couple other folks.
So a chance to get out there and get a little bit of exercise on the weekend. Our forecast looks okay, not perfect, but it looks like the rain should be done before any of this is really underway. So it's Recovery Month, and I know that's been a big emphasis for ADAPT.
Yeah, of course. So September is Recovery Month. That was established back in 1989 and has been going since then. If you've listened to our commentary from Samuel Denny, who was here a couple days ago, Recovery Month is kind of a focal point to provide folks a way to understand that recovery is a long-term journey for a lot of our community members. It's a lifetime work, and this is just another way to recognize that accomplishment.
And for a lot of people, sometimes the road to recovery is a tough one, too, that requires a lot of support.
Yeah, of course. There are a number of ways to support your community members. Some of them include referring them to organizations. Obviously, ADAPT Integrated Healthcare offers services. But there are a number of resources available through the Office of Department of Human Resources. Department of Human Services for Oregon and a couple of different entities around Roseburg and throughout the state.
Well, I thought we just created a new agency there.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, when people come out, now, do they need to register ahead of time?
It would be great if you could register ahead of time. You can see it at the events page on adaptoregon.org. But if you would like to register day of, you are perfectly welcome to do so.
And how long do you think things will be going on tomorrow?
We will be out there from 8 a.m. to around 1-ish p.m. We hope that our performances will all be wrapping up around then, but we might stick around a little bit longer if our community members are interested.
And I understand you've got some speakers coming out, too. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have a couple of speakers who are there to talk about recovery journey, the experience of recovery across the community, and just kind of how recovery as a whole is a community effort, both from us in Roseburg, as well as all of our surrounding areas throughout Douglas County.
All right, so that is happening tomorrow. Anything else people ought to know?
If you're interested in registering, just head to adaptoregon.org and look for our events page. Other than that, we will see you tomorrow.
All right, Greg Garris from ADAPT, Director of Communications. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
8:35 at the Morning Report.